And it's Friday, which is when we hear from StoryCorps. Today, two sisters dealing with the aftermath of a shooting over a decade ago. Kee Lee Harriet is paralyzed from the chest down, the result of a stray bullet that hit her when she was just 3. She was sitting outside on her porch with her older sister, Asia David, who was babysitting at the time.
That night, it was around the 4th of July, so it's hot, you hear fireworks, and all of a sudden, that was the sound, although it was different. It was a gunshot. Someone was shooting, not at us, but in our direction. I just was thinking about my little sister, and I grabbed her. We went inside, and I laid her down on the ground. And when I turned her to the side, I saw a ring of blood just in the center of her back. It had soaked its way into the jacket that I had put on her. And she said, "I want mommy." And I said, "You know I love you, right?" I think at 14, it was drilled in me, like, that's your family. You don't let anything happen to your sisters.
You know, I don't really remember anything, but I was paralyzed. And a few years later, I found a card that you wrote me when I was in the hospital. And it was a card with you blaming yourself and how you were sorry that you didn't protect me. For you to blame yourself, there's no need for that. Like, sometimes I blame myself, like, you know, you're a 3-year-old, you should have been asleep. Like, what are you doing up? But you have to realize that it wasn't your fault.
Well, I don't know. I think when I was younger, I blamed myself. But now I understand that I'm not to blame. You know, I was only 14. And you're now the age that I was when that happened to our family.
You know, since that day, we've always had a tight bond. And I feel as if I'm your guardian angel and you're mine.
Kee Lee Harriet, with her sister Asia David, recalling a shooting in Massachusetts that left Kee paralyzed. The man who shot her is serving a 13 to 15-year prison sentence. The interview is archived at the Library of Congress, and you can hear more from this conversation on the StoryCorps podcast and at npr.org.